Hey, hey, this is Julie, and you're listening to Grace Over 40, the podcast for women over 40 who want to get back in touch with who they are and where they're headed and match the faith they're wanting to the faith they're living. But this ain't your mama's Christian podcast, so buckle in for some real talk and a good sprinkle of humor, along with some faith-filled encouragement as we ride this 40s thing out together. Thanks so much for being here. Hey, before we get started with today's episode, have I got some news for you. So y'all know about Midlifery. That's my membership program where we talk about all things midlife and how to have a bit of a midlife makeover in the subjects of spiritual growth, emotional support, and physical wellness. And I know that you like podcasts because you're here. So what if I told you that I found a way to blend those things together? I'm super stoked to announce that Midlifery also offers an audio feed. So in addition to the written lessons, now it goes where you go with an audio feed of the lessons available to you as well. It's actually set up like a podcast feed, so there's no logging in required. That makes it super easy to listen to the lessons wherever you are. So if you have been on the fence about Midlifery because you don't want to have to be tied to looking at lessons on the computer, your dreams have come true. Now you can learn and get inspired anywhere. So please take a minute after the podcast or even just right now if you want to head on over there to go to my website, graceover40.com, and click on the link to Midlifery. I think you're going to love what you see. My guest today is Jennifer Elwood, who is an author, and I'm super excited to talk to her because she's written a book called Counting Up to Christmas, which I'm all about Christmas time, let me just tell you right now. So anything Christmas, I'm super stoked about, but I just absolutely love the premise of this book. So welcome, Jennifer. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Julie. I'm super excited to talk to you about this.
Thank you. So it's early December, so I figured like the timing was perfect on this. So I just would like to start by you just kind of telling us a little bit more about your book and how you came to write it.
Sure. So in 2009, I started reading a chapter a day of Luke in the month of December. I remember I don't even know if I heard it or if I read it, but some woman was saying, hey, this is a great practice. You should do it. And I thought, okay. And it was wonderful beginning the month with the foretelling of the birth of Jesus and ending Christmas Eve on the account of the resurrection. And I was hooked. And so for 7 years, fairly faithfully, I read a chapter of Luke a day in December. And then the year that I helped lead an online Bible study with my church, I completely forgot to start. I don't think I started until about December 10th and was in the Word and, you know, doing a different study. And so that year, the day after Christmas, I read Luke in its entirety in one sitting and realized like, oh, this might be the book idea. Is this the book idea? Is this what I'm supposed to write about? And so I kind of started thinking like, okay, so maybe I'll have some Christmas music this summer and start reading Luke and figure this out. And sure enough, we go to Disney World the first week in summer and go to a water park we weren't planning. I was actually kind of grumpy about it because I planned something else and it was really stressful planning Disney World at the last minute and I hadn't been there for 20 years and everything changed. And we walk into this water park and there is Christmas music playing all day long. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord, you just gave me Christmas music like in the first week of summer. And so I, that night, got in bed, opened my Bible app and started reading Luke 1. And on Christmas in July, I started writing the first chapter. And that was 2 years ago.
I love it. That's a crazy, crazy thing.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, like, why were they playing Christmas music in the first week of summer?
So there's two water parks in Disney World, and one of them is called Blizzard Beach. And so it's this whole, like, all of the features and the slides and everything look like big water slides. They've got kind of a Bavarian snow cool theme kind of going in the park.
Oh, that's cool.
Just what they do. They play music. They play Christmas music every day.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. I had no idea. And you know, all these reviews I read online too about, you know, where to take a family with, you know, at the time my youngest was 3 and my oldest was 12. And I was like, okay, 12-year-old boy down to a 3-year-old girl, what do I do to make them all happy at once? And the answer was water parks. And we went to the other one because that one was rated better for families. But this one was like, eh, it's not as good, whatever. But my kids were like, we don't care. We want another water park. And little did I know, you know, I would work through this grumpiness and walk in the park and like start crying.
Yeah.
I'm just so moved by, you know, God showing up in this place. And I was not grumpy anymore after that, I will tell you.
I love that story. That's so cool. So the book itself is you're going over a chapter of Luke a day, did you say? Or
Yes.
Okay.
So each day, like, you know, a group of people on December 1st started by reading Luke 1. And then when you open the book, there is a picture that opens up the story of that day and helps draw you in visually. And a lot of pictures are from Israel, but this last summer we were supposed to go to Israel as a family and it got canceled, of course, because of COVID. And so then I had to figure out what to do with the quote unquote missing pictures. And a mentor of mine said, hey, if you're using photography, why don't you recreate images that you like that you don't want to pay for with your own photography? So I wrapped my kids and my niece and my dad and myself into recreating works of art that I loved for the days that I didn't have the perfect picture. And I think that book is even better because of that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So it's basically like an Advent book, essentially.
Yes. Yes. And then there's a focus verse or two. There's a teaching and there's kind of a light study component. There are some days where I give space to write down a few Bible verses that relate to the topic that day. Each day opens a scripture gift. So like, for example, the first day opens the gift of prayer. Hmm. And then every other day after that opens a different gift. And then after the teaching, there's a little prayer. And then there's some space for journaling in a time that I call Christmas quietude, where your mind is filled with the word and you kind of settle down and spend some time meditating on what you've learned that day, the word that you ingested that day, and have a little space to sort of write out, you know, your conversation with the Lord that happens afterwards.
That's awesome. I actually, when we talked a little bit before this interview, you had mentioned that one of your goals with this book was to help people infuse more peace into their holiday season. And the timing on this interview is interesting because I just, yesterday or the day before, I think, I just recorded a module for my membership group, Midlifery, that was called How to Have a More Peaceful Holiday Season, because I really feel like we need that so much. And one of the lessons I said, you know, this is a celebration of the most beautiful, most peaceful thing that ever happened. And instead of celebrating it like that, we celebrate it by being like stress cases for the whole entire month. So I love that that's kind of the premise of it. Like, we need it. We need it this month for sure.
Absolutely. And then each day also I wrap up with a worship recommendation. And I feel like, you know, I feel like when I went to Israel the first time, all five senses were engaged in my Bible reading after that. Mm. And it just brought, you know, you get in the word, and then if you've been in the place or around the place, you know, you have all these memories just flooding in, and the tastes and the textures and the sights and the smells all just kind of come rushing in. And so I wanted to create that as much as I could throughout this book so that it was more of a multi-sensory experience than just a book.
And that's super cool, because for those of us who have never been over there and would love to go, I love that you've infused that as part of the journey through this season, because it is all about that. So it's just so cool. So I wanted to talk to you about, I know we had mentioned that you said that the process of writing the book included some messy moments, and my audience knows I'm all about like embracing the mess, like bringing your mess. I hashtag a lot of my stuff on social media with hashtag bring your mess, because I feel like that is a missing message in a lot of, you know, religious arenas. I feel like it's glossed over, but it's a super important part of, I think, what that God brings us through. So can you talk about some of those messy moments that you encountered through this process?
Sure. I'm trying to think, like, so this has been a 3-year process and, you know, it started because, you know, I quote unquote made a mistake and didn't start this reading plan that I, you know, had faithfully done for several years at that point. And so, you know, when you start a process and you're kind of like acting on a mistake that the Holy Spirit is using as a prompt is like, no, this was like the best thing ever because now this other thing is going to happen, is so incredibly amazing. And in the midst of all of this, you know, I have a big family. So there are lots and lots of bits and pieces of messy things happening in, you know, my family life as we're moving forward, as I'm moving forward with this and trying my hardest to stay focused and stay diligent with writing. You know, my son became a teenager and we adopted a little girl through foster care, actually, when I was in Israel. For the first time in 2015, as I came home, I remember telling my seatmate all about how, like, I think I'm going home to a baby. Wow. And she was like, well, what? And I was like literally falling asleep. And when I opened my eyes, she's like in my face going, okay, you have to finish your story. I've been waiting for you to wake up for a long time.
I bet.
And, you know, that was in like early November, and on December 23rd, this little girl comes home. And this is also igniting my passion to write as well. And I'm trying to think of other things that have happened, like, oh my gosh, just trying to stay diligent in like these timelines that I set for myself. Cause you know, you self-publish and you do this and you do that. And it's a lot of work. But you have to set your own deadlines or you're never going to get it done. Right. And, you know, and then COVID happened. And I thought, I can't even handle doing anything. And so I literally stopped. Like I had a rough draft ready to be polished up a bit and sent off. And I didn't touch it for a while. And then comes in my beautiful mastermind group. And we started. And the first day I was like, well, I have this rough draft. I don't know, but I guess, okay, I'm going to do these two things this week and see what happens. And then it just started bumping along. And like every 2 weeks, I was like, okay, I did those things and now I'm going to do these things. And Awesome. Now I'm at the point where I'm like being accountable to my mastermind group and saying, I have all these ideas, but I'm not going to do them because otherwise my family will kill me because they won't see me. My face will be behind my laptop all day long. So, and you know, there were some delays in the formatting. The person that was doing it had a move that happened that I don't think she was expecting. And so there was some delays that really like kind of started to throw me off. And I thought, and I really prayed through, like, should I just format this myself? And you'll see when, if you open the book, you will see that it was worth the extra weeks of waiting because she did such an amazing job. And I feel like, you know, so many times along the way, I've been kind of like, I don't know what to do next. And then, you know, there's just this intense kind of anxiety that starts to rise up. But then if I go, oh yeah, you know what? This is the Lord's project and he knows the next best step. I see 10 next steps that look amazing, but he knows the one I should take. And every time I slow down enough to listen to him and go, okay, what's next? Once there's clarity, it just flows out. And
yes, that's huge. That's huge in the creative process for sure. But even just in life, I mean, I'm totally that way. Like I just want to run with stuff, you know, and I have so many times. And it's definitely a process to learn how to get still and get quiet. Yes. And really, really lean into that before you start picking up the ball and taking off towards the the end zone with it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's important for sure. That's important just in general, I feel like.
Absolutely.
Something else that I think is super cool is you have a free recipe book that actually goes along with this.
Yes. So as I was considering, you know, everyone says, okay, and now make some freebies that go with your book. And I'm like, well, what do I want to do? And I had thought about including recipes, but by the time, you know, I thought, okay, if this book's going to get done on time, I don't have time to develop the recipes. The rough draft's ready to go. It's headed towards the editor. I have to stop. I thought, oh, a freebie of a recipe book. Oh my gosh, that would be so fun. And I have several recipes that I mention in the book and thought, well, I'll fill out the rest of the book with, you know, some family traditions that we've done and some recipes that I feel like, you know, with time, because, you know, everything shut down for a while, that I like got really good at making pizza from scratch. So, you know, I started thinking about all the things that would go really well with the book and with the celebration of the holidays. And so if you go over to my website, you can, so if you subscribe to my blog in the email, there is the recipe book. And So like family, like cookies and special cookies my aunt made that everyone just goes crazy over, and my marshmallow chocolate chip pie that was a recipe that's been handed down from my great grandmother.
I love that.
Yeah. And I end up with kind of a little tidbit about Hanukkah and the fulfillment of the holiday and Jesus being the light of the world. And share this great recipe that I have for the braided bread, the challah. And yeah, it's really fun. And I made it with my kids. And that was really special. They helped me with everything. They helped me make, you know, a gingerbread house with Jesus as the cornerstone for the picture for, I think it's December 20th. And we've had a blast creating, and I've really enjoyed actually pulling my kids in as much as I can to all of this process.
And they'll remember that too. They'll remember that process too, I'm sure. That's so cool.
Absolutely.
So they can get the recipe book now, right? Like it's a downloadable thing where they can just go and grab it.
Yeah.
Super cool. So tell us where can they find you? So where would they go to get that? So your web address, I guess. And then if you're on Instagram, Facebook, all those fun things.
Sure. My website is jenniferelwood.com. And there's actually, if you just scroll down a little bit, there's a big graphic of the book and there's a bunch of buttons that will connect you to the Facebook group and the Instagram group. And then there's a little freebies button that goes over to a link for a Spotify playlist. I put all of the worship songs in a playlist and then added a bunch of extra favorites. So it's kind of a nostalgic sort of Christmas playlist, and including, you know, fun things like Muppets and Christmas and little things here and there, you know, and as people have commented their favorite songs, I've made sure that those were added. And so that was a really fun thing to make. I also have a free journal that you can download if you decide to go purchase the ebook, if you want a place to keep all of your, you know, quietude notes and a place to write down the scripture verses on the days that that's assigned. You can download and print that out. I'm trying. Last night I like retooled that whole thing because I wasn't keyed into how much people would enjoy using it as a family devotional. So
that's a great idea.
I went back through and I changed the quietude space to a drawing space. And I haven't loaded that on my website yet. But if you message me, if you hear this and message me, it's not there. I will email it to you. So, at any rate on Facebook, I have a page called Jennifer Elwood Author. And I have a lot of fun things. Like I'm doing some Facebook lives on there and sharing like extra fun Christmas information and kind of recapping some of the gifts. And that's where my blog goes up. But if you want daily accountability, and it's not too late to start because really every chapter stands alone. So you could start this, you know, on December 10th, like I did 1 year, and still get a lot out of it.
Yeah, for sure. And so quick question before I forget, you have an ebook version of this and a printed version?
Yes.
So because I was thinking that, you know, even if they go grab it, it might take a couple of days to get to them, which even in that case, I mean, it's early December, so you have plenty of time to still do this holiday season. But yes, the ebook would be great too, because you can literally start today. So that's awesome.
It can. However, I will put a little bit of a warning on the ebook. Make sure you send the sample to your device first and make sure it works. I used a fixed format to make sure that all of the pictures and the images on the inside would work. Didn't see a single warning as I did my research on that. And now just in the last week, I'm finding that there are people with, because there's so many devices out there, people, you know, there are some devices that won't read it.
Gotcha.
And so
well, that's a good tip. So if you download the sample and it doesn't show up correctly, then go ahead and go for the paper option.
Yes. And if you order the paperback, but you don't want to wait, like I can, if you can message me and I will email you the first three chapters.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
I love it. This is so fun. I think it's just such a great way to just infuse that peace into your holiday season without feeling like you're giving yourself like a bunch more work. Cause that's another thing. Yeah. I know a lot of times people are like, well, I'm already so busy. But if you're using it as like a family devotional or your daily devotional or whatever, that's perfect. And the timing on it is just perfect.
Yeah. I mean, I've read Luke, I mean, how many times now? And yet, you know what, this morning I listened to Luke 3 and listened to the genealogy, the names of the genealogy of Jesus read to me, and that changed my whole perspective on thinking about the history of Jesus's biological line and all these names that we don't know anything about, but I'm thinking like they were all dads.
Yeah.
They had kids, they had wife or wives, and I don't know, you know, and we know that like there's some crazy stuff that happened in that line too. And yet it goes back to son of Adam, son of God. And then you're like, boom. So yeah. I am still enjoying God's word being unfolded to me in different ways as I'm reading it again and again and sharing it with my kids. I'm really actually excited to see what they will draw today.
Into it like that. I mean, I'm sure, and you're doing it. I mean, yes, of course, we read Luke other times than just Christmas time, but really diving into it in that way, you're doing it once a year. So you're bringing a whole different, new, fresh perspective to it every time you go back through it like that.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you want to share with our audience? Anything else you have going on? I mean, it sounds like you got a lot on your plate already, but anything else that you want them to know?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I'm regularly blogging at my website. And so, I mean, if you want the recipe book, you'll be signed up for that. I won't be as active as I am this month, that's for sure. So if you go to my author page and you're like, oh my gosh, she has so much content. That's a special thing for this month because next month I need to take a break.
Yeah, I bet.
I think I'm just going to have we're going to focus on health, but not just, you know, physical, but spiritual. So my plan, and now I'm saying it out loud, so I'll do it, is to make a scripture writing list for the month of January.
To dig
into, you know, that, but gives me a break, gives an opportunity for a lot of people that I've offered, you know, to have them host on my blog that they can write some things But yeah, I'm regularly blogging, and I think this is just the first book. I honestly think I have a solid idea of how we're going to count up to Easter.
Oh, cool.
And so I think I might create an outline, and when Lent starts this year, offer to just have a, hey, let's read these scriptures together and see what God opens up for us. That was the best way that I've been doing this in a group for, this is the third year now. And I just started by saying, hey, everyone, you want to read Luke with me? And then the next year I was like, hey, do you want to read my rough draft? And then this year I'm like, hey, do you want to buy my book?
Ah! I love it.
And maybe Easter will be awesome. The same. And I don't know. So,
but, well, you know, take a visit to the water park and see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
Something will be revealed to you in that arena, I'm thinking.
Yes. That's I agree. Funny.
So I always like to kind of wrap up with asking if you have a favorite Bible verse that really speaks to you, and if you could share it with us and just kind of tell us why it's your favorite. Because sometimes I think that somebody listening, it might be like exactly what they need to hear right here in this moment.
My favorite Bible verse that has continued to, you know, essentially cover me is Psalm 91:4. And Psalm 91 is the Psalm of Protection. I think the whole thing is just absolutely beautiful. When I was getting ready to go to Israel for the first time in 2015, I started getting really nervous because there was an uptick of, you know, some violence and some stuff going on there. Like, you know, there is all the time. And you see it from the outside looking in and you're like, oh my gosh. And if when you're actually physically there, everyone's like, oh my gosh, this is every day, whatever. And so, but I got nervous. And all of a sudden, I started finding feathers. And I started talking about, like, I don't know what happened, but like something exploded in my house, but I can't find it. But there's feathers everywhere. But then, like, I'm on a run and I'm coming up the driveway and I see a giant feather just sticking out of the tree. And then my friend Kristen, who I went to Israel with the second time, was like, so we started digging for our septic system, and like on the top of this pile of rocks, there was this rock, and it's like the shape of a feather, like a wing feather. Gosh. It is crazy. Like, it wasn't just actual feathers. And wow. There are times when I will be praying and I'll see a feather. So now I'm like collecting feathers. I have this little tin can that every time I see a feather that I've been praying about something specific and I see a feather, I tape the feather onto the little can and write the date and whoever it was that I was praying about.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So that verse is, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
I love that too. That's such a good one. And I never thought about actually, because I've had seasons like that too, where I have seen feathers. I never thought about actually picking them up and making note of, you know, when and where and how and why and all that stuff. That's super fun.
Yeah, it has been quite a journey. You know, then like, so the feathers sometimes will slow down, you know, and it'll be a long time before I see another one. And then all of a sudden, on occasion, I'll be praying in my mind, or, you know, maybe sometimes even worrying in my mind about something and not actually praying about it, but then seeing a feather and like, boom, okay. And it helps me refocus. Like, the Lord knows how to speak to me through the most delicate, tiny little thing that if you look at it under a microscope, like the little fibers on feathers are no joke. They look like a horrible, like almost saw. You know, they are very, very strong and yet so light and yet so strong and the perfect protection for birds from the weather.
I love that. That's symbolism. Kind of mm-hmm. That's so cool. Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for talking with us today. I love the whole premise of what you're doing with this book, and just thank you for helping us find some peace this holiday season, because everyone needs it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Julie, for having me on your amazing show.
Of course, and happy holidays to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Grace Over 40. It just means the world to me that you're here. I also wanted to invite you to please follow me on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Grace Over 40. I would love to have you join me there. And I really love also getting emails from you guys. So please feel free to shoot me an email at julie@graceover40.com. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, would you either share it with your friends and or take a second to just go leave me a quick rating and a comment? Doing those things helps me get my message in front of even more people, and it would just mean the absolute world to me. So thanks again for being here today, and I will see you next time.